Hey there guys, how are you all doing? So this is your VBro from Arena of Tech and welcome to our today's podcast. So in this podcast, we are going to be discussing about the Snapdragon 888, its benchmark, and also its comparison with the latest Apple's Bionic chip. And along with that, we'll also discuss about the kind of debate that goes around with mid-range phones versus the flagship phones. So that's all the things that we're going to be discussing about in this podcast. So if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, please follow us on our Spotify as well as on our Google Podcast. And also do subscribe to our newsletter in our website, which is arenaoftech.com. You can also follow us on our YouTube page, that is the official YouTube page, which you can get all the information in our website, that is arenaoftech.com. So talking about Qualcomm, the word Qualcomm, when we just, it comes to our mind, it's the only, the go-to processor company that the Android market is like getting. And also, like, Qualcomm is the only standard company that just brings like new innovation and also new generations of chip every year with some promising results. And like we discussed in our previous podcast about the Snapdragon's latest chip, so now Qualcomm has released their own benchmark for the latest Snapdragon 888 chip. Well, the Snapdragon 888 chip aren't set to like arrive until next year. Like, they are going to be releasing around like after the mid of 2021. And according to me, the Samsung Galaxy S21 will be the first device to get this latest chip. And also, this chip comes with 5G ready. So even 2020 has been a 5G ready year. And so yeah, Snapdragon 888 will also come with 5G technology. We have also got some information that the Snapdragon 888 chip, coupled with 12 gigs of LPDDR5 RAM, along with 512 gig UFS storage. It also houses a 120Hz 6.65-inch with 2340 into 1080 screen resolution. It was a device. I think it's a test device. And also it was coupled with the Snapdragon 888, like I said. And it did get some pretty impressive scores. Like in AnTuTu benchmarking software, and the version is 8.3.4. It literally got 700,000 scores. Like, it's more than 700,000 scores. To be precise, it's 735439. Like, it's the average score, so you can just get an idea your future Snapdragon 888 processor is going to score 700,000 scores more. Like, it will just cross 700,000 score in AnTuTu. And talking about Geekbench, single core score is around 1,135 and multi-core is 3,794. And I know benchmark is not everything. You know, it also depends upon the company, like how they are like working out with their software, like in sync with the hardware. Only then you're going to get the best performance. And so, yeah, and also it is said that the AnTuTu benchmark and the other AI-related test clearly says that the reference device, that is this test device with the Snapdragon 888, shows that the CPU is 25% faster than the previous Snapdragon 865, which is not that much a big leap or jump, but still, 25% is like 1/4 of the performance, so it's kind of impressive for all those power users out there, like Android gamers or those crazy multitaskers. And also talking about GFX Bench, the graphics performance is around like 35% more in comparison to previous GPUs. So that's a good news for all the gamers out there. And there's another thing. Even though this processor will be coming out the next year, it is still like 7 to 8% slower than the Apple's silicon chip that is the Bionic chip. So that's pretty, for all those hardcore Android fans, that's a kind of a bad news. Like, even though a processor will be coming out next year, even though it's been just done making right now, still is going to score like less than the current iPhone 12. That is the A14 Bionic chip. It's kind of interesting to note that. But it's kind of fine. You know, we already know how Apple is with their software along with their hardware. So they know what they're doing. And even I think even Qualcomm knows what they're doing. And talking about benchmark, like I said, these are just numbers. It also depends upon how the company is optimizing the software to utilize those power. Now, let me be honest and let me ask you something. Do you prefer buying a flagship phone or just buying a mid-range phone and investing those extra money on something else? Well, if you ask me and most of the people that in a survey that was done, like most of the people, they preferred mid-range smartphones. Even for me, if you ask me, my daily smartphone is a Redmi Note 7 Pro. It has a Snapdragon 675 processor. It was released in the first quarter of 2019. It's a pretty nice phone, you know. It's a mid-range processor. Like, it just gets the job done. Like, it can do all the things that I just put on. Like, listen to music and watching videos, editing a few images, like editing some videos, like live videos, and also playing a bit of game. The chip can just take it everything. But if you love like 120 hertz device, like you want 120 hertz display and you want to play games at 120 hertz, then you should go and buy those flagship devices. This year, even the Pixel, the Google Pixel 5, came with the Snapdragon 675, which is a 5G ready SoC. They could have gone with the 800 series processor, but they went with the 765G or the 765 5G SoC. And this phone doesn't fall under the flagship. But as far as me, like I have read and also saw all those reviews of the Pixel 5, and it was quite a snappy phone, even though the reviewers, they said that it's not as fast as those 800 series devices, only in games and certain application. So it depends upon the user. Like, if you're a heavy user, if you play a lot of games, only then you should go and use those pricey devices, like flagship devices, like that cost around like $1,000 or around like $899. But these mid-range processors, that is those A765 processors, they range from like $599. Even that is like a bit expensive, but still. And in comparison to India, like these smartphones come with a price bracket below 30,000 Indian rupees, which is quite like affordable in comparison to like smartphones costing like more than 60,000 or like 70,000 Indian rupees. That's pretty insane. And in other words, the Snapdragon 765 is the Snapdragon 845 with more optimization, of course. And also the 765 has two Cortex A76 core and a six Cortex A55 core. And the Snapdragon 700 series just works fine for the day-to-day usage and can handle everything, like I said already. And although like you won't find that much difference in between the performance, like day-to-day tasks, like watching videos, like playing casual games, only difference you're going to get is with when you play like very high graphics intensive games. Only then you're going to face some dips in performance, maybe. And that's pretty much it. Like, you should ask yourself, like, what kind of a user are you? Like a flagship user or a mid-range user? And also, buying a flagship phone requires a hell lot of money. And if you're not able, or if you're not thinking of spending that much amount of money on a smartphone, and you're thinking of sticking to a mid-range smartphone, I would definitely say you are still going to enjoy the mid-range smartphones these days. The processor is just powerful enough for doing all the day-to-day tasks. Well, that's pretty much it for this podcast. If you really like listening to our podcast, please follow us on our Spotify, as well as follow us on our official website, that is thearenaoftech.com. Also follow us on Google Podcasts as well. And please, if you're interested, you go and watch our official YouTube channel as well. You're going to get the details about our channel in our website. That's pretty much it, guys. This is Vibro signing out from Arena of Tech. That's pretty much it, guys. Have a great day. God bless you all. And thanks for listening. Take care.